Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, is the computer buffering? What's going on, people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp, December 15th, 2022. Welcome to the off-ramp, the show for the people by the people that invites the people. Show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics, see what's popping in these streets, my streets, your streets, streets all around the world. See how's everybody feeling, checking everybody's mental health, emotional health, physical health. Hope everyone's in good spirits, good health. Hope you got a good rhythm to you. Life always feels like it has a little beat to it, so I hope you found your rhythm. The offer of the show where me and my folks get together and rap about the week's topics, some old, some new, sports, politics, comedy, TV shows, everything. You know, there's nothing that's really off limits. There's nothing that's really... off topic, you know, call, say how you feel, and we have a real discussion. We decided to have this show because, you know, a lot of people were chatting on the internet using the Twitter fingers and stuff like that, and we wanted to make sure we got together once a week and just talked. Whether we agreed, whether we disagreed, whether we just wanted to crack some jokes, whether we wanted to have a real deep discussion, I wanted to actually have a discussion, not talk to characters on the phone, on the laptop, on the iPad. I want to actually have conversation. So that's why we joined the offering. So if you want to join our conversation, feel free to call in 929-477-3975. You can catch us on all the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Well, I guess Facebook, I don't have an actual page for it, but we got an actual page for the offering on Twitter and Instagram, so make sure you check those out. The links to the shows are posted on there. But, you know, always call in and feel free to rap. So I guess we can just go ahead and get started. I think that's all the details in the background. We got the lovely, the wonderful, the... well-rested day off today. DJ C. Siren in the building. DJ C. Siren, how are you doing tonight?
Why is it well-rested? I had to go to...
Did you even do shit today?
I had to go to the dentist. I had to go to the dentist. I put up Christmas decorations. It's a lot. Good evening.
I don't know why when I say you don't do shit, you feel like it's a negative thing. Like, isn't doing shit a great thing?
But I'm not.
I have so many problems in our relationship. Got my man MX some money in the bed. MX some money. Welcome to the offering, my brother. How you holding up tonight?
Holding up great. Long as the Niners keep playing well, I'm good, brother.
Go yeah, down. Defense looks good. And your racist team looks like they're really... That defense is real, man. Purdy's not doing too bad. You know? Kyle Shanahan, man, he's looking like the hire of the century.
Probably. Definitely not
yo,
yet.
Yo, he's doing it. Your whole team is a
mess. Yeah, the man is 2 wins over 500. That's not the pickup of the century.
Your team hasn't been helped since 1995.
I know, but over the last, I mean, I'm just saying to you, I'm not saying you're not a bad coach. But what I'm telling you is that his record is like 48 and 46. So,
and
I mean,
yes, since we were high school.
He had success.
I'm just saying he hasn't had a healthy team since he got there.
Oh yeah, no, that's true. That is true, and we definitely struggle, especially with quarterbacks getting hurt and all this other kind of stuff. Playing with backups, trying to make do. So yeah, I get it. I do get it. So that's why we give him the benefit of the doubt. But I'm just saying, if you just look at stat wise, from other coaches that have been able to do over that last stretch, you know what I mean? Like an Andy Reid would be, about like my pick. Coming out from Kansas City, you know what I'm saying? What he's been able to do with them and that team. That's all I'm saying.
It's crazy that the Eagles left Andy. Like, we fired Andy.
Right. Yeah. He had to rebuild that, too. He didn't walk into winning, like, pieces. Like, he had, I think, his first pick, like, when did he get Mahomes? Was it his first year or was it his second year?
Second year.
There. So he had to build. He had to put pieces around to that team.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Andy built a man. It's crazy how I got my man New York in the building. My bad, New York. I don't want to get too far along in sports talk with me and that extra money, and I'll leave you sitting out there. What's going on, my brother?
Look, I'm chilling. I mean, I'm listening to the conversation. Don't mind me.
But it is crazy how, like, just players make a difference, right? Like, when it comes to sports, like I said, Kyle Shanahan, man, I love, as much as I mess with M. Extra Money about his team being the most racist team in the NFL, I really enjoy watching their football because they're just so creative offensively. And as an offensive guy, like, you can just appreciate the way he puts his athletes in positions. And the reason why I give Kyle Shanahan a lot of credit, his best athletes has been hurt. And the most important position on the football field has been beat up for them for years, and they are consistently contenders. And he consistently put these kids in great spots. Well, when it comes to Andy, it was like, yo, Andy was so frustrating as my coach, right? He wouldn't run the ball. Like, I felt like Michael Vick had such a great year, and then he just regressed so much the next year. And then we got rid of Andy, and I didn't agree with getting rid of Andy, but Andy has some personal things going on with his son and his family. I didn't think we should have got rid of him, but we did for Chip Kelly. It looked great one year, then it fell off the map. But to see that Andy went to Kansas City and he had Alex Smith, and they were a good team. They were a contender. No one was picking them to win the Super Bowl, but they knew they'd be right there in the mix. But then he got Patty Mills. And now every year, my team is 12-1. We have the best record in the NFL by two games on everybody. My quarterback has 1,000 yards rushing and 2,000 yards passing, 1,800 or something like that. He has 30 semi-touchdowns and 3 interceptions. But because of Patty Melt, we're still not the favorites to win the Super Bowl. Because that kid is just that special, and Andy got him. And Andy can work another 15 years. It's crazy. Well, I mean, if he survives, yeah. But it's crazy how, like, if you find one of those players, like, I don't know what Bill Belichick was thinking. Like, you got to make Tom Brady happy. Like, you got to keep a kid like that. And if Kyle Shanahan finds a kid like that, you're looking at a 49ers dynasty. Because he's just that creative with the ball, with the play calling and getting kids in space. So, I mean, good luck to y'all. I don't want to see y'all in the playoffs. But if we do, you know, I think it'll be interesting. You know, I think
it'll definitely be a great game. It'll definitely be a great game. Like, I think that's where the road is heading. if we're able to get Devo back, you know, by the playoff, I think definitely it's definitely the road, because the road got to come through Philly. So much respect. I give y'all respect. Y'all did what y'all supposed to do.
Appreciate
you know,
that, Philly,
not the
bro.
Strongest record. Not the strongest record, but, you know, you got to win the
Whoa.
Game regardless.
What do you mean the strongest
record?
The total record's stronger.
I say y'all don't have the strongest record, but y'all still
have.
Been able to win games. Y'all don't
We're
have the strongest record in the league. What are you talking about?
How
no,
you know
I'm talking about
record?
the strength of schedule.
Oh, strength of schedule.
That's what
oh.
I mean. Yeah,
oh.
that's what I mean.
I oh.
Yeah, you don't have,
like,
the, you have the strongest strength of schedule. No, you don't have the strongest strength of schedule, but all I'm saying is that you still got to win the games, right? And you're and the division, you know what I mean? Every division game, you know what I mean, is one that you just have to, compete. And I've been competing in the NFC East. And so I mean, shit, kudos to y'all. But I mean, locked up the home field, I think. Well, I don't know if you locked up home field yet, but you definitely locked up.
Because we still got a couple games left. But speaking of the NFC East and getting whooped up on, we got my man Hove on the line, the Midgets fan. The Eagles just gave them the nickel. Welcome, Hove.
That's silly, B.
Oh, come on, man. Don't do that, man.
Yeah. He was having a good time.
Philly as a staff, record label, and as a crew.
Come on, man. We NFC East family. We all we got. We got to stick together, yo.
Yeah.
Nah.
Listen.
But I do need these Niners to get this dub tonight.
Listen, I need us to get the dub.
Seattle
too,
has the head-to-head against us.
So you got some money on the line tonight?
Oh, no, I'm talking about playoffs. I mean, we ain't going to win nothing, but we might as well go to the playoffs.
Y'all still
shout
got
out.
A shot, man. Y'all finished strong. You still got a shot. That's what I'm saying. I think these next couple of weeks is going to be very interesting for the NFC. Usually it was the AFC that came down to all the, like, top teams and you know what I mean, and they've been, like, it's been, like, a top tier and then a bottom tier. That's usually been the AFC being that most competitive type of thing at the top. But, I mean, it's been shifted over to the NFC now. I mean,
oh,
it's definitely shifted.
I mean, my team's been bad for years, B.
Yeah, but you still got but you still got 7 wins on your belt, right?
Oh, bro, I mean, it's been 6 years since we've had meaningful football in December.
Yeah,
if you get another tie this week against the Commandos, man, you right back in it.
Nah, we need a dub. We need to go ahead and whip these cats, bro. I mean, we might only beat Washington and Indy to finish the season.
I feel like 9 wins get you in.
Matter of fact, we actually might beat Philly because I think Philly will have clinched and be done because I think we played them the last game of the season. So hopefully Philly done. Jalen Hurts got his feet up.
God damn it. Oh, and then you tackle him out of bounds.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, you're
all right, well, let's
get down.
Welcome, everybody. Glad y'all can make it on, man. We got some football talk going on. Let's get right to the show. Let's get right to the topics. I don't know where Blair's at tonight. He wanted to talk about a couple of things, but DJC, sorry. The last couple of weeks, I've kind of just put the topics out there and we just talked about them. DJC, sorry. Anything you want to talk about tonight in particular?
Not yet.
You got anything you want to talk about?
No, not in particular.
Hove?
Nah, I'm interested to hear about a couple of the topics you posted up, but I don't have any input on them, so I ain't going to bring anything up.
Okay, last one, New York, because I got a bunch of topics, but, you know, we family. This is our show, so I always want to make sure I open it up, you know, every blue moon, just in case y'all got something y'all want to get off y'all chest. New York, you got anything?
Look, we go with the flow tonight.
All right. So, first topic, let's talk. I want to talk about the Meg Thee Stallion and the Tory Lanez trial. I don't know if y'all have been following it, but, you know, I guess it's been 2 years now. Just to recap, Meg and Tory was at a party at one of the dudes who turned into the lady, Olympic winner, kid's house. What do they call it?
Wait.
The Kardashian. Jenner.
Wait, the kid that turned into a lady.
Yeah, I couldn't think of his name. The dude. The who's the main dude? Who's the girl now? No disrespect.
He's a woman.
Oh,
he's old.
The Kardashian.
Girl.
Jenner?
Yeah, the Kardashian.
I said a woman.
What'd I say?
A girl? Jenner.
Is that offensive?
Or Caitlyn, whatever, Jenner, whatever.
Look, let me, before we get into the show, and I know DJ, she's tired. Look, I'm tired of you women, yo. So me and DJ, tired. Part of our Thursday night ritual is we put one TV on the football game and one TV on BET Jams. It's Throwback Thursday. Who was that singer?
What's
the song we were just listening to that I said y'all women ain't? Who is it?
Superwoman.
Superwoman by who?
Karen White.
Do y'all know the first verse of that song?
Superwoman?
Yeah.
Not off the top of my head.
Yeah, I know. What's up?
Sure. Can you put the verse real quick?
You talking about Superwoman, right?
Women ain't shit. Oh, shit, my bad. I just want y'all to hear this verse.
Gosh. Early in the morning, I put breakfast on the table and make sure that your coffee has its sugar and cream, your eggs are over easy, your toast done lightly, all that's missing is your morning kiss that used to be. Now you say the juice is sour, it used to be so sweet, and I can't help but to wonder if you're talking about me. We don't talk the way we used to talk, it's hurting so deep.
All right, that's enough. Yo, they don't make women like that no more, yo. Yo, the chick was in there lifting a 5-gallon water jug and putting it in the water suspender, yo. The water dispenser, yo. My wife would never, yo. I don't know what happened to women, yo. I'm here to talk about it, yo. Listening to old R&B. Yo, DJ C. Siren got it too good, yo. I feel like as men, we need to take back some things, yo. I'm cool with women being equal, yo. But now it's starting to sway the other way, yo. It's starting to sway too much on men, yo. And I feel like we're getting a bad shake of the deal. And I know we're all guys on here, so if you're with me, just say I. Oh, y'all ain't giving me nothing.
No, I mean, I thought you was going to go around the thing. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? But to me, who else is on the call? Who else on the I didn't know Blur was on. That's all. As one of the single people on the line. You know, the thing about it is that you're right, and I'll give you an I, but because, you know, the thing about it, like when you're in the dating game, right, and you get a lot of these women, especially on these like dating websites, they'd be like, I want to be pursued. I want a gentleman. I'm old fashioned, you know, all this kind of talk, right? But then I hit fire back, right? Like what you were, I think where you're going, guy. It's like, you ain't built like this old fashioned talk. Like we going back in the day. Like you talking about you old fashioned? No, you not. You not making sure no breakfast ain't on no table. You ain't making sure no dinner is simmering when I get home. You ain't giving me no newspaper or making sure my favorite TV show is on. You ain't doing none of the shit that the old school women did back in the day. But you want a traditional man. You want a gentleman. You want a man to open your door and do all this other shit because that's what you want as a woman. But then as a woman, you ain't giving none of this shit. And if a man was to really say, I'm a traditionalist and I want an old school woman to be able to treat me that way, man, I'll get the door so quick. The conversation wouldn't even get off the damn ground. It wouldn't even get off the app, really. Like, if I put that on my dating profile. Maybe some, but not all. Definitely not all. because that's just not the 2022 now going in 2023 woman. They all working. They all got their own shit. They all got their own. So now they got to, and I was just having a conversation about this, not to go off on a tangent, but I just literally was having a conversation with this with a woman and about emasculation, right? And about if a man can feel emasculated by a woman doing shit that a man can typically do if he didn't know what emasculation meant. And for me, nah, but feel like it is, right? But oh, I wouldn't feel like I would be felt emasculated if, like, let's say a woman started taking out the trash or changing the oil or some shit like that. Like, for me, right, I would feel like that's just 50-50. Like, take out the trash if you see that shit's full, right? Like, you know what I mean? And I'm going to clean the kitchen if I feel like, you know what I mean, or cook if I feel like I'm going to cook, right, because I like to cook. So I don't feel like that, but it was an interesting conversation because she was saying that, like, now, like, women don't necessarily need a man because they're empowered by the successes that they have, right? More women are graduating college. While the pay is not equal, but they're still, majority of the women have a career where you see that they're outpacing men in careers and degrees and all that kind of stuff. And so the reliance on a man is purely just for almost like the sake of not so much security, but just to say they have something, right? But half of them are just taking care of that dude because there's a lot of fuckboys around here, right? And so that's so it was a, it's just an interesting conversation.
No, that's just like that. Yo, what's wrong with a woman taking care of a man? Yo, men been taking care of women for decades. Why they got to be a fuckboy?
I don't have a problem with it. I'm saying there's a lot. No, I said there's a lot of fuckboys out there where they're not even, they don't even got employment, right? They just, they basically just, they're using the woman, right? Like, I'm not saying you out here doing what you got to do, and then the woman's just taking care of you, or y'all going 50-50 on something or whatever, right? I'm saying that it's a lot of men that, you know what I mean, like the deadbeat dads of the world, right? Don't got shit going for them. But they looking for, but they got the fancy car, and they stuck, they in a rundown apartment because they're trying to like impress over like what they have, but they don't really got nothing going for them. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, look, let DJ C Siren leave me. I know there's a website out there for fat rich women. I'm trying to be one of the deadbeat. I'm trying to live a life at this point. I feel like I put my time in, you know. My wife, I feel like I just have to make some sacrifices. I might have to close my eyes and open my arms out real wide. But there's a lifestyle I'm shooting for now. Look, if love don't work out,
look, everybody got their own tribe, man. Everybody got their own tribe, so you'll find it. If it's there, you'll find it. Trust and believe. It's a lot out there in that pool. It's just what you're looking for, right? And so I say all that to say what I just said, but there's some women, like I said, that will just accept that dude, right, because they want to pull up in the Lexus. They don't give a shit whether he got a couch and that's it or air mattress for a bed. But I guess what? To their girl, he got the fanciest shit. So on the outside appearance, he looked like he got money, right? He don't got a real bank account, so he always carry all his cash and shit. Like, you know what I mean? He's just out here, like, buying a drink at the bar and pulling out a wad of cash. Like, bro, get a debit card. Like, what's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Why are you pulling out a stack of money to buy one drink at the bar? But there's some people just like that shit.
Yeah. All right, so anybody got those comments on MX's bashing of women and not being good as they used to be? DJ Cesar?
Why you always want to move on
from topics when they bashing women, yo?
Because women always bash women. It's relentless.
Y'all need to be accountable for
that. All I'm going to say, MXer is, he said she wants to be old-fashioned and holding doors. That's dating stuff. The stuff you're looking for, meals, and all that stuff, that's marriage stuff. So, no, you don't get that right now. My old-fashioned means that comes
after you marry me. Thank you.
How come I don't get it? Hell, nah. Nah, you need to get that. You gotta show that. You gotta show that in the beginning. I don't know what you gonna do that.
Look, why do y'all change? Okay, that's a good topic.
I'm not going through all that stuff if you ain't committed. Ask that.
I got a question too. I got a question too, though.
That's exactly what. That's a, so flip that around. Why are we going through all that holding doors and shit that y'all ain't going to do that?
Let New York get in here. New York don't say much, but what he do is always joke. Let my man speak in here. New York.
No, because I was about to not saying I'm siding with Bow Wow, like, you know what I mean? But he brought up a good point, which was going to be my question. If a woman is, if certain things are saved for dating and then certain things are saved for like marriage or commitment, turning around, put the shoe on the other foot. What is it that we're giving in the dating realm that we should hold off till marriage? Because I wouldn't say that, you know what I mean? So should we stop holding like what Bad Wise said? I mean, my fault. I'm extra, my fault. So, like, should we stop holding doors? Should we stop, like, you know what I mean, being courteous and, like, paying for all of the bill or teaching stuff? Like, what's going on?
I don't know.
He makes a good point. Like, you know what I mean?
We've already had this discussion, but what? I was going to say, you act how you act. If you don't want to be a gentleman, if you don't think it's necessary to hold doors, if that's not what you deem something that you think is important or something to do, don't do it. I don't care. But I'm saying I ain't slaving over no stove every morning for some breakfast, every evening when you go home and stuff, and we dating. No.
No. See, that's bullshit.
That's too much work.
Yo,
I'm sorry.
Yo, that's bullshit.
That ain't, we ain't making no bullshit. Homemaking.
But you want us to wine and dine you, though. But you want us
you
to wine and dine you, right?
I'm fixing meals. I'm cleaning your ass.
Hold on.
No.
You were dating, I got coconut shrimp. I ain't had coconut shrimp, sir.
But have you had meals?
Sometimes.
Don't come out here with this false narrative. Do not.
Yeah, I mean, you're very good at DoorDash.
I'm just saying, if that's the position, then we shouldn't be whining and dining y'all. Then. Like that, we gonna whine and dine our wives. Then we ain't gonna whine and dine the people we dating. So we Dutch all the way through.
Yeah, y'all get windy. You don't get no.
11 hours a day. 2 days in a row, 2 shifts in a row, and then come on their day off, and then have to cook. So don't start.
You talking about marriage shit. Now you talking about marriage shit.
Yeah, she's just verbally abusing me. She ain't listening to nothing you said. She's just attacking me right now. But
I heard it. That's why I said you talking about marriage stuff right now.
Emma Extra wants to ask a question. Don't say the N-word. But I'm throwing that. Go ahead, M. Extra. Ask your question. And we do got a bunch of topics that we'll get to. But go ahead, M. Extra.
No, I'm good. No, I'm good.
But I mean, it's a good question. I mean, it is a good question. Why do women feel like there's certain things that they won't do while you're dating, but will do when you get married? But women expect to be the guy to be the same way the entire time. That's an honest question, DJ C. Sauer.
I don't know about that.
Why is that a double standard?
I'm gonna say, your meals is getting swapped for sex. If it was truly old school, you wouldn't be getting none. So
no, if it was truly old school, we'd be able to rape y'all without y'all being able to.
No, that's not. I mean, if you were somebody that was that nasty,
but that's old school.
I'm sorry, but old school people actually, there were people that did have morals that really actually did respect women. I mean, you thinking that like those people didn't exist?
You think they didn't get no ass? That's a motherfucking lie.
I'm telling you. It's depending on how old school you want to go.
So if we never had sex before we got married, then I would get breakfast every morning? Because I feel like I would trade sex back. Someone said your music sucks. Like, see, that's what's wrong with bald people. Bald people are way too sensitive. You made all this money off of it. Yeah, you ain't never seen Tory Lanez hairline? It looks terrible.
He bald.
He got a toupee. He got a bad toupee.
Oh, too. He got plugs? Then I think you got to do a toupee because I think the plugs didn't quite fit.
He got what my man Bomani Jones called that fiction. He got that fiction in his hair.
It's all lies.
All lies. So
it's okay. You can wear a toupee.
I mean, women wear fiction all the time. Let the guys get their rocks off.
Said it's okay. You don't bring up women.
I'm looking at a bunch of fiction on TV. Cardi B is one of the most best looking women, they say, out there in the streets. I don't know what's really her or not. It's a lot of fiction. But God bless them. That's what women want to do. Feel empowered. So, are any of y'all interested in this trial? Because I'm so confused on why it's so hard to figure out if there was four people in the car and one of them ain't there no more. Why y'all ain't putting it on the security guard?
I didn't even know a trial was going on until you just said something.
Yo, they said he yelled out, "Dance, bitch," and start shooting. This is why. This is why bald men should not be allowed to carry guns.
Oh, wow. He should have been carrying one.
So none of y'all care about the trial? I think it's interesting the fact that it was four people in the car. One of the people got shot. One of the people disappeared. So there's only two people left, and they can't figure out who shot again. Like, at this point, both of them should go to jail, right?
Oh, he pulled the shit out of him. Oh, my.
Like, mom, that's mom law. You didn't say who did it, y'all both get in trouble.
Yeah. Would you say that, Marshall?
Sorry, man. I'm in a game, man. My bad, man. I know it's probably going to be bad radio, but sorry. My bad. I'm in a game.
All right, so none of y'all care about the Meg trial. New York, this is right up your alley. I'm surprised this hasn't interested you.
Yeah, no, I really don't care about it because the shit been dragged on for like so long. Like, I don't even care about the trial. I just want to see the end result of it at the end of the day and see, you know what I mean, who gets placed on the fire, this, that, and the third. Other than that, all the other stuff that's coming about in between it, I really don't care. You made a good point. Look, four people in a car. Somebody had to shoot somebody, I mean, so it's coming from three people that might be potentially suspects, and one of the people they can't find. Why they not trying to? Why are they not trying that hard to find that other person that disappeared? What happened?
Hold on. So the shooting happened inside the car?
No, she got out to walk home because she had just found out that her best friend had sex with Tory, and she just found out that Tory wanted to have sex with the general lady, and she was upset. Mm-hmm. So she said, "Let me out the car." And yeah. She only had a thought. So she started walking home, and somebody yelled out, "Dance, bitch," and then gunshots went off. And she got shot in the foot.
Wow.
In the grand scheme of things, Meg can be considered, and I know she's going through the whole crying and pity me tour, because she did get shot, which is sad. But she doesn't look credible. This is where keeping it real goes wrong, because when it first happened, she said she didn't know who shot her. So now they're bringing that up, like, yo, don't say Tory shot you now. Your first statement to the police was, you don't know who shot you. You don't know where the bullet came from. You didn't want to cooperate. So it hindered their investigation. But now that you're mad at him and mad at your friend, now you understand clearly. Now it seems like it's more of a revenge thing.
I don't think so. I mean,
what am I saying that's wrong? Please enlighten me.
I mean,
this is where stop snitching goes wrong. You should have snitched when you first got shot.
But she didn't know if it came from the car. She don't really know who from that car shot her, right? And
she
said it's one of the. But what I'm saying to you is that, like, if somebody, like, if I shoot the gun at the ground and it ricochet, right, like, technically I didn't shoot you. I shot the ground, and the ground shot you off the ricochet.
What else could they be thinking
if somebody in the gun in the car shot? And because it's saying the dance, but that means you shot the ground, right? If they're trying to get her to dance, that means they shot the ground, thinking that the bullet was not going to ricochet.
You sound like Florida man.
I'm trying to make sense of this shit. That's it. I mean,
it don't make
feel like
that's why I find it fascinating, because it doesn't make sense. It should be real easy to figure out who shot this lady.
Well, why would someone shoot him?
Because he's bald. That's how I know he shot her. Like, I hate to put it on him because we don't really know. It's all allegedly. I don't want to accuse nobody of doing something. But bald people are sensitive. My uncle, one of the coolest dudes in the world, he started going bald when he was 16. Man, it's the only thing he wanted to fight me over all the time.
He's just been angry ever since.
Because any time he felt like he had the jokes on me, he had the upper hand, I go right to his hairline. And it became a sensitive topic. That's how I know he shot her, because she probably called him a bald, dusty, and his artistry ain't good. And he got mad and he shot her. He probably called her a bitch and he shot her.
Because
he's short.
He called them all bitches and hoes.
And he's
that
short.
That was a testimony.
It's a shame.
I just don't understand why you have a gun going to the Jenna's house in the first place. Like, that, I just don't understand that portion of it.
This is why I find the case so fascinating. It's when keeping it real goes wrong. Meg Thee Stallion came out as the what's my girl Diamond, the Players Club story. She was a girl who danced, who had a big ass and twerked, but she was a college educated girl. She was getting this money to fund her college education. And she was doing it the right way. She just liked to dance. But this is when keeping it real goes wrong. We've all carried guns. I never had to carry a gun to the white people party when I was in college. Ain't nothing going on there but maybe a tussle. This is when keeping it real goes wrong. You got a dude who don't love you. He just in these streets. He start messing with other chicks. Why you get so upset? Why are you walking down the street in the middle of the night with a phone? And I'm not blaming her, but I'm blaming her.
Are there pictures of her in the middle of the street with this phone on?
Nah, I wish. But there's not. But this is what they're saying in the courtroom.
You mean thong flip-flops?
No, thong ass, because they was at a pool party in L.A. And they're rich, so it's probably heated pool. But this is where keeping it real goes wrong. You don't need a gun at a Calabasas house. This is like when Drake and Kanye was having a feud, and Drake was like, I'm going to spin the block. Like, you're in Calabasas, dog. Just everybody got a Ring camera. Like, you don't have to, like, you're probably spinning a block in a $500,000 car. Like, everyone out there knows that's your car. There's no reason, just sit out front. And just park and relax. This is why I find it so entertaining. I feel bad because somebody did get shot and someone could go to jail. And someone's missing from America. Like, no one knows where the security guard is. Like, they could really do a movie off of this. But all right, that's enough on the Meg stuff. Y'all got anything else, y'all, on the Meg stuff? I'm assuming no, because nobody really found it as fascinating as me.
I did, but you count all the points have been, I think, made.
All right, so dude, we never talked about. We only got about an hour left. Man, it's going quick. Emancipation was Blur's topic. Oh, so the dude Twitch from Ellen DeGeneres died. Rest in peace. I have no idea who he is. Did he make Twitch up? Was Twitch his thing, or was that just his name? So he didn't own Twitch? Bad market.
Nah, I think it's called Twitch. Are you talking about the program Twitch? Or just what his username was?
It's what his dance
was. His name was Twitch, right?
Yeah. Or dance or whatever.
Did he have,
I don't know if that was a dance or a DJ.
It's like
you just Twitch?
Yeah.
I have no idea who this dude is. I've never seen him in my life. I've never watched Ellen.
You never watched Ellen?
I never.
Yeah,
you
know,
Ellen, he was on So You Think You Could Dance or something. He was on one of them shows. And he made it he was second. He was the runner up. And then he on that show, he taught Ellen a routine. Then she invited him to her show, and he was the guest DJ when she used to open up her show. She would always do dancing in the crowd and shit. And so he was the guest DJ on her show, and then she just kind of made him a permanent fixture on her show, and he kind of blew up from there.
Yeah, I mean, that's dope for him. You know, it's a huge accomplishment, but it's crazy how these demons, man, so he committed suicide. We know that for a fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know how yet. This is speculation saying that he hung himself. So I don't want to make this too dark. Rest in peace to that young man. I have no idea who he is. Not a big, oh, sir, makes it a lot. He's looking good, man. Black don't crack. No homo. But I thought it was pretty interesting, and that spurned a couple different topics in my household when me and DJ C. Sire talked about it. But just real quick to go around the room, DJ C. Sire, did you watch Ellen and did you know him, and what did you think about this whole situation? It's pretty sad. I don't want to bum y'all down, but I just want to get in a quick topic about suicide, and then we'll move on to some other fun stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I knew who he was. I knew he DJ for Ellen. I mean, I was familiar with him. I didn't watch Ellen.
Nothing but a G thing. I thought when they had a person, I was like, that changes a lot of things. But go ahead.
And that was your question. Did I know who he was? Yes, I did.
Yeah. It's sad by the news. Shocking.
Yeah, I mean, and it's kind of sad me personally when I just know, you know, because wasn't he in
I have no idea who he is. You have to ask. I'm not
what's
sure.
What? No, I'm just talking. I'm not talking to you. No. I am. Yeah.
Sharkness, right?
What's the movie? The stripper movie with the men. When he in that? No, the men with the men.
Chippendales.
Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. Wasn't he in a Magic Mike?
I
think a second, something like that. But anyway, I could be mistaken. But anyway, I just knew he was a dancer. You know, so that. To me, you know, you probably took care of his body, and to be 40 years old and just die. So I think before I even read the article, I was like, is this a suicide? And it was. So it was just kind of, that was my first thought. It's just, you know, how somebody this young who, you know, seemingly healthy, you know, just die all of a sudden when you haven't heard of anything, you know. And so that was, I think it just, everyone, you know, every time this happens, it happened with Robin Williams, it happened with, I'm not going to name it.
Robin Williams from Minnesota?
Yes, he did. And, you know, and
everyone. That's Doubtfire, right?
Yeah. And everyone says, you know, they were so happy, they were so, you know.
You got to watch us funny people, man.
Yeah, good and things like that. So, and it just, it, and that was just my statement is that, you know, we do not know what depression looks like. We do not know what suicidal ideation looks like, you know, and we assume it's kind of like stranger danger. You know, we tell your kids, you know, don't get in the car with a stranger, but, you know, a stranger is someone in dark clothes that look evil. You know, and that's not what a person that actually will take kids look like. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I think we have in our minds what someone who is depressed enough or is struggling to that point to think about taking their life, I think in our minds we think they look a certain way or they act a certain way. And time after time, we are proven wrong. Not that, you know, and we do not know what it looks like. We do not know what it, you know, acts like when someone is contemplating taking their lives. And it's just, it's sad, you know. It's something that it's just not as easy as you would think to keep from happening. So I think it's sad. It's sad, especially if, you know, listening to what a lot of people said, you know, about him as a person. And it's like, you know, someone at my level who didn't really, you know, didn't know nothing about him would assume that he was fine. And it just seems like everyone that was close to him assumed that he was fine. So there's got to be, you know, something's got to give. Anyone know about Twitch?
Oh no, I kind of agree with what you're saying in terms of that, man. I, you know, this is kind of what I've been very passionate about for the last few years now. Just with programming, and you know, it's kind of crazy because we just had just host call on seasonal affective disorder and depression and anxiety around the holidays, and we kind of, you know, got into it with some of the mental health specialists on my committee. And you hit it right on the head. Like, you just don't know what it looks like. And it's always become a stigma. It's been a stigma in the Black community. And for me, it's sad just because it's just another Black person dying over suicide. And because we don't, and it's like, we don't talk. We don't talk about it. You know, we're not used to normalizing it. I always say it's okay not to be okay. And I don't know what it takes for our community to normalize. Just, it's not a sign of weakness for you to go to talk to somebody, right, or go to talk to a therapist, right? And I just think that at some point, until we get over that stigma, and I only can speak on the Black community, but I'm sure it can transcend the brown community, Asian community, white community, whatever. But I just know from my experience just living in a Black community where you just didn't never want to talk to a therapist because you were good. You always assumed you were good. But that's the reason why they exist. And I think that even when you see someone who was somewhat of a celebrity on TV, right, who still had everyday life as a husband and a father of three kids, right, seemingly to have money and not really struggle to take his own life, you just wonder, like, what really was going on, because sometimes, you know, we get into caught up, and I just say we in general sense, in terms, you get into talk like people struggling, living check by check, getting laid off, still trying to grind, still trying to grind, and you would think that someone of his stature or his celebrity wouldn't have those everyday pressures like you would find in the ghetto or in the streets, right, or in the lower end, middle to low income type of status or tier, right? And yet you still see it hitting at someone at that level, that it just kind of reminds you that, man, like, mental health is real. And at some point, we got to make it a normal thing on all levels. So I just think it's sad, man, and especially for those kids. And I just can't imagine, you know, what they're going through, what his wife is going through. And, you know, at some point, I just think we got to talk more and seek help, because one of the things that I think you hit right on the head, you just see signs, is that we don't know what it looks like. Like, you would think he has it all, and then he doesn't. And then, you know, this happens, and you're like, damn, like, what could have been the reason behind it? You just would never know. We just never know. That's the thing about suicide. You just never know what was going on with that person. And all you can look at is all the celebrities and stars coming out and giving no fair wishes and the pictures and all this other kind of stuff. You do the crip walk with Snoop. It's like, yo, that's a life. Someone would, like, pay millions to have that opportunity. And yet that type of stuff wasn't even enough to keep him alive, right? Like, having all the resources in the world that at his disposal and that wasn't enough, right? Because I can't imagine that money would be an issue, right? But again, I'm not in his pocket, I don't know, but you just can't imagine that would be, right? Where he doesn't have the resources that, say, someone that, you know, that has a, you know, in the bottom tier of the income will have at their disposal. So that's what kind of resonated with me, is just that at that level, we see that still happening time and time again, even with like a, someone like Robin Williams and that kind of level still. And it's like, man, like you made it. Like you've gotten out. You've done so much, and that still is not enough. And
Hove, Hove dropped off. New York, you got anything?
No, yeah, just rest in peace to that man. Yeah, you know I mean, just rest in peace to that man. I didn't know who he was. I do know that he's respected by a lot of like the Get Light dancers in New York, but you know I mean, just rest in peace to that man. Prayers and condolences out to his family.
Okay. All right. Well, see. All right. So I would just want to take this to a real quick place that me and DJ Science was discussing. And I'm going to ask y'all how, what y'all think. Is it wrong? How am I going to frame this? Because I don't want to be insensitive. Shouldn't we allow people to take their own lives if they want to? And it's sensitive. I'm not trying to be insensitive at this time, but it just I like to just talk things out and look at all different angles of things. So I'm not like wishing this on anybody and all this stuff. But if we preach freedoms in America, if these are our own bodies, and we should be free to make our own choices. If someone doesn't want to live anymore, even though selfishly it may hurt us emotionally, shouldn't we allow them to go? It's a tough conversation. And again, I don't want this to be insensitive to anybody. If you're triggered by this suicide talk, please just tap out. Because I'm not here to argue with anybody. I'm just talking about the theory of us being in control of our own lives, our own volitions, and should we be allowed to take our own lives if we want to? DJ C. Siren? Oh, yeah, if you want to do suicide hotline 988, or you can call me and DJ C. Siren. We'll talk to y'all, because all we're going to do is call 988 on 3-1. Because I can't help the light with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I cringe at
it. It's a tough conversation.
It's not even a tough conversation. I don't understand it. And that's just because that is what we, I know, I mean,
yours is
I'm religious. Yeah, it's just a black. I've been taught and I've been learned. So you know, Beach One Gun wants to take religion out of it, but I can't. So,
I don't want
to
take.
No, you can't out. Because you know you go to hell.
But if someone's not religious,
I know. Well, you know, yeah.
Then this conversation pertains that we can't act like everyone's believes in Jesus.
I know, but you know, I don't know. It's just so I don't I can't answer that. It just
no. I mean, you did answer it, and yet they weren't here for the discussion. Your answer is no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you should not be allowed to commit suicide.
No.
MX.
So I think that I mean that is an interesting topic, and I think that you know in a sense. In a framework that you're putting it in, then the answer is yes. But for me, I think that this suicide isn't thing, right? So, like, if you don't want to suffer anymore, you have a right to be like, do not resuscitate or put that on your chest, and they can't do that. Respect my wishes and not being able to be kept alive in the state that I'm in, right? And so that's a medical decision or a decision that you want to make for yourself. Yes, give them freedom. And if you want to seek somebody to help you do that in a humane way, then you have every right to do that. I think that the slippery slope with suicide is that you're not giving, I think that you're not giving the folks around you an opportunity to kind of like cope with the sense that you don't want to live, right? And I think that's the kind of where I would like say, like, if you want to take your life, that's your personal decision. But what you should do is that you should almost communicate that with, because you have committed yourself to want a marriage and to be a father of three girls or three kids. And that's not just while it's your decision, you have other people that's influenced by that decision. If you didn't have that, then sure, if you don't want to take your life, then take your life. But if you are in a marriage and you have a family, I feel like if you want to do that, then there should be steps before you take that step, right? There should be something set up to make sure that the people that you're leaving behind, right, are straight, because you won't want to be here no more, right? Like that's kind of where, and I'm contradicting myself in certain ways, but that's just kind of how I'm rationalizing what the framework is, right? Because I feel like it's almost like abortion. You should have a right to have an abortion because that's your body. Do what you want to do with your body. But at the same time, what I can't do, let's go, man. Man, get these Seahawks up out of here, man. Let's go. Anyway, sorry. But contradict myself, but what I'm saying is that I just feel like, I bet that better not be roughing the passer. What I'm saying is that you should have a right to do what you want to do. Roughing the fucking pass. You got to be kidding me. Bullshit. You should have a right to do what you want to do with your body. But at the same time, I think that when you have other things, kids, and I'm only talking about in this situation, this specific situation, right, kids, that's not roughing the passer. That is not roughing the passer.
He racist. That's roughing the passer. White
man
can't
the passer at all, yeah. That is not roughing the passer, bro. You got to be kidding me.
Yo, he hit him with a clean hit.
I will always root against the Bosa's.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, so I just think that this should be conditional, right? If you want to take your life, fine, take your life. But if you got kids or if you got a wife, like, that changes things. It changes the whole dynamic of you making that decision. I'll just leave it at that.
But that's what I had to come to grips with when it came to abortion. If DJ C-Sire, and I'm putting us in it just because me and DJ C-Sire have these conversations, we look like we argue online, but it ain't that deep to me, and she knows how I am. If DJ C-Sire wanted to get an abortion, as her, do I have a right to stop her?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm
saying that you should
right.
have a say.
Do you think I should have a say if you want an abortion?
No. What I'm saying to you is that she has the right to do, that's her decision, right, to do whatever she wants to do with her own body. That's her own body. And so what I'm saying to you is that if you use that same context and say she wants to all of a sudden take her life or say, hey, you know what, I don't want to be here anymore, right? She should be able to come to the table and let you know, because you have a son. Y'all have a son and you're in a committed relationship to be able to, when she goes, that's income missing. That's a boy that don't have a mom no more, right? Like it's like a trickle down effect that's going to happen because of your decision. And so I'm saying to me, if you want to do that, it should be steps if you have those two things in place. If you don't have those two things in place, it's just you just by yourself, then yeah. But me, in the situation where you're married and you have kids that's involved, like that lack of income, right, that's putting him in a – it's almost like being selfish. That's a selfish decision. And I feel like if you want to make that selfish decision, you should at least let your wife know, and you should at least set up shit for their kids to make sure that they ain't struggling over that shit, like, because now, guess what? Society got to build that. We got to deal with that shit now. So if you want to go, go. But shit, man, let's make sure that structure that you're leaving behind, is intact somewhat, somehow, some way, right?
Like, but do you have but do you have the same thoughts about if a woman wants an abortion? Like, there's a dude who created that. Should she get his permission to have the abortion? Because he has the same effects as you're just saying if somebody committed suicide in a relationship. That's what I struggled with when it came to the abortion topic, because as someone who's had an abortion, who paid for an abortion, well, I didn't have an abortion. I'm not a woman. I'm not Jenner out here. But I paid for an abortion.
I just think that the abortion piece is a woman decided, right? There's no trickle. There's no residual effect of that decision. There's no residual effect.
There's no one
impacted. Who's impacted but her? Who's impacted
the
but
guy.
Her?
The guy.
No, he's not. No, you're not.
See, that's not true.
How are you affected? But how are you affected? Emotionally?
Yes.
Yeah,
I wanted to get.
Right.
I wanted
so
to see
that's
put
fine.
My kid.
I got you. So emotionally, that's fine. That's fine. But I'm telling you, that's why I'm saying for you, like if suicide, if it's just you, then I'm good with it because it's just you. If it's a woman deciding that she wants to have an abortion, that's her. That's her decision. Just like if it's a single man, a single woman, or anybody who just wants to take their life because they don't want to live no more, and they don't have no residual impact of a wife that they're committed to sign a marriage agreement, or kids that they have that's leaving behind, then that's different, right? But if it's just you, that's the same. I put that the same as you're having a right to choose abortion. You have a right to choose to take your own life. That's one bucket. But to me, that suicide piece, when you got residual pieces that you leave behind about that decision, then I feel like it should be something else there before you decide to do that. That's all I'm saying.
So only people who are single can commit suicide.
No, I'm saying no, because you could be in a marriage that don't have no residual impact, though. You should. I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm just saying if you do decide to do it, there should be something else before you make that decision, in my opinion. Before Twitch decided to take his life, he should have had a conversation with his wife. He should have had a conversation with his kids. He should have set up some trust, some kind of fund, some kind of something for them before he decided to do what he wanted to do.
Okay.
Because it's a
so
sad
let's get back.
State. Because I'm not sad the fact that he decided to do that, because I don't know what he was going through. I'm sad for the kids. Like the kid, he left behind three kids, you know, that was dependent on him. Like that's crazy, and we have to do that as society. We're gonna have to deal with that. And he's gone.
Why are you fucking with your kids? All right.
Nah, it's just like that's just like a hard question to answer, because it's like, I mean, for both sides of the argument, you know what I mean, you can have something for it. I don't know where I stand on that. So yeah. But I do think that if that's the process of I think it should be a process like actually exhausting every possibility before you do it. But yeah, I don't know what anybody's going through. So like, yeah, it's a hard question to answer for real.
But I want you to answer it. Do you think people should be allowed to commit suicide? That's my question. Do you think people should be allowed to commit suicide?
I think within their rights, yes, if they exhausted every possible outcome, then yes, if they don't want to be here no more, then it should be their right.
DJ Cesar? Said no? I'm actually, you said yeah. Man, it's tough for me. I always go back and forth. Part of me says, it's your body, it's your life, you should have the freedom. I shouldn't force you. Okay. So again, we're going to get off this subject in a couple of minutes, but if you're miserable in your body, just because I love you, I shouldn't force you to stay alive and be miserable the rest of your life just because I love you.
But are you going to be miserable? Like, is there no other option? And that's usually
I've never been suicidal, but to a lot of people, there it looks like there's not. Well, why would you commit suicide if there was no other option?
They're not aware of the.
But that's you having faith in God. because you always say God's a way out no matter what. There are people who don't have that faith in that in religion like that. Now, you can say maybe they should find it, but that's selfish of you. Thinking that religion, no, I'm not here to criticize you. I'm just here to get you out of your privilege of having that faith. There are people who don't have that faith.
I understand, but not even I don't think that always just goes because of religion. Now help and support for whatever.
But that doesn't always work, or people would never commit suicide.
Well, not.
We live in an infallible world.
You don't know if people.
People's genes be fucked up.
Yeah.
That's why kids be looking the way they look.
I'm talking medical help. Not everyone has.
This is just genes and brain chemistry, yo.
Medical help.
But sometimes you can't get help for that. It just is. You're wired how you're wired. And I don't want to force anybody to be miserable for the rest of their lives just because I love them. That's selfish.
But you're narrowing that down to a specific population.
Yeah, so
a lot of the times. No, a lot of the times there are treatments that work for people.
I'm not disagreeing with you there. I don't know the statistics because it's not traffic that I read up on. Mm-hmm. It's not. So I firmly believe that you're right. I hope that you're right. I hope more people get help than commit suicide. I'm looking at it from the strictly surface level view. You know, surface level. Like, it's your body, it's your life. Is it even, I think I asked this question before, is it illegal to commit suicide? Like, is it against the law? Is it against the law to kill yourself?
I don't think there's a law that could be, because, I mean, if you survive, you're not going to go to jail. If you do die, then you die. So, what charges can you press? So maybe back in the
day. I mean, your family could be held liable if it's illegal.
I don't know. But, no.
Okay.
Because you have the damages, and, I mean, I don't know. All
right. I just thought it was interesting. I don't want to get too deep into it. But, you know, rest in peace to that man. And his family. God bless him. Let me go. Balenciaga was out here having little kids dressing in beat you up. I have sex with your gear.
No, the kids were not dressed.
Oh, the kids were. The teddy bears. The teddy bears was dressed in rape gear. So the world got upset.
It's not rape. They it doesn't.
Cheryl wants to be raped.
I do.
What's that? You want to get choked out in, like, chains and whips and stuff?
Why are you saying this?
It's weird. Well, I mean, it's okay. I'll whip you. I'll spank you before. Because, so, what's wrong with a teddy bear being in goth gear?
No, it was in.
Okay, so quick backstory. Balenciaga had a famous dress-up wear stuff. And
it's a high-end design.
High-end design. COVID. So they had a advertisement where it featured kids and, you know, all their stuff, but the teddy bears that they were holding were dressed like they wanted to put an apple in their mouth and get spanked.
It's actually a gag.
A gag. So everyone,
apple.
So people
it's
got
red, but it's not an apple.
It's not an apple. I thought it was an apple.
No, it's a gag.
So the world got upset and said, "This is why this is pedophilia." So my first question is long as the kids weren't in it, why is everybody upset? It's just the teddy bears. DJ Cesar.
Because then they had the empty wine glasses. People were upset about that.
They've never seen our house after a fight. Julius be playing mad. He'd be bear cans and shot glasses all over the place. And he'd be right in the middle, sitting right in the middle the next morning playing mad. Is it a big deal?
No, I don't think it's a big deal. Was it in poor taste? Perhaps. Is it the starting point of where...
Balenciaga sending messages to all the pedophiles in the world to abuse children and to molest them? No. I mean, yeah, I've been brainwashed, but it's just, I don't feel like, you know, but they did all this research and they looked at every single Balenciaga, you know, ad photography stills and tried to all feed them into, this is a, you know, this is the whole conspiracy that this company has come up with to groom kids into BDSM. I mean,
BDSM is the I'm going to beat you and have some
bondage. Yeah, yeah.
Pain is pleasure and pleasure is pleasure.
Pleasure is pain and pain is pleasure, yeah.
I don't understand that. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, yeah, that's a horrible line. Anyway, so I don't know. But perhaps poor taste, I guess. I don't know why they decided to use kids. I mean, clearly you could have used that is odd.
Yeah, why aren't you using kids for a kid line?
Well, I guess it is because they're wearing the shoes. They're wearing the Balenciaga shoes.
Oh.
They're wearing, I think the clothes that they're wearing is Balenciaga and their kids, the kids line. But, and I guess since they were teddy bears, they wanted kids to hold the teddy bears. I don't know.
Would you let our kid hold a date rape teddy bear? I'm glad they handle black kids. I hate to be racist. With all the problems we got with Kanye and the Jews, I'm glad we
wasn't part of
this one.
I mean, you know, they had the black kid on the H&M wearing the monkey shirt. I bet you these kids' parents got paid a lot more.
No.
But I don't know. But, yeah, no. I mean, I think it was just I think it's one of those things that the Pizzagate right wing can point a finger and say, see, we told y'all. They're trying to groom kids. And here's the proof. You know, like they hid it in plain sight. They put this whole national ad together so they could tell us that they are abusing kids.
Now, DJ Cesar, I love this fashion stuff, and I'm going to get the MX from New York to Japan in 1 second. But DJ Cesar, I'm going to ask you this. What fucking kid is looking at that advertisement? Because my kid's 9 years old. He's older than them little white girls on there. He ain't looking at that shit. He would look at that and have no idea what the fuck is going on.
No, he wouldn't. None. I don't know. None. I mean, there's some kids. I mean, I'm pretty sure there are some kids that...
Apples put in their mouth?
No. You're talking about fashion. I don't know. Follow fashion stuff. I mean, there are little kids that look, you know, like people that become designers said they were reading Vogue magazine and cutting out pictures of, you know, designers and stuff. So maybe...
Well, gay people are different because they've been shunned in...
I didn't say they were gay.
But they are gay. They've been shunned in public, so they had to find outlets other places.
But no, I don't know. I don't know who would go on their page and see the ad, and it would be.
I don't know what kids is. So what? I just want to know what message is being sent to the kids.
Rich kids are being.
So they get that instead of LL Bean.
Don't know.
Does Balenciaga have a magazine?
I don't know.
All right, DJ. I mean, MX Shamani. What do you think? Did you see the Balenciaga advertisement? And what you got kids.
Yeah, I did. I agree with kind of what DJ C-Stein said at the beginning. It was just bad taste. I don't know. I mean, nowadays, I guess people are just doing this edgy thing where they're just trying to, you know, I don't know. I just think it was one of those things where you're just trying to be that shock value, that edge thing, appear to like the golf type of people that, you know, that like that kind of stuff. It's the same way where they're like the bunny that I kind of like too. So, I mean, I just think that if it wasn't on kids' clothes, then it would have been okay. But I think that because we kind of extended the line to kids, then it kind of, you know, kind of went over the line. You know what I mean? So that's kind of what I think.
New York, New York?
Nah, I agree with everybody that went before me. It's definitely some weirdo shit. It's definitely some weirdo shit. I don't like it. And I'm pissed because I definitely bought a pair of Balenciaga shades right before all of this shit happened. So, like, it's crazy. It's crazy. Like, I'm kind of skeptical now. I wear the shades. I'm like, nah, I just spent like a grip on these shades. It's like I want to wear them, but like, nah, I don't want nobody. What? Like, nah, yeah, it's crazy.
Okay. Okay. What's next? Oh, so Puffy out here still swinging dick, having babies at 60.
Can't be mad at him.
What'd you say, Maxer?
Say so can't be mad at him.
Nah, yeah,
he's
old ass pigeon. Yo. Too old, yo. What'd you think about it, Maxer? Look, I ain't mad at him having different chicks. If you single, you single. The man names himself Love. He named his baby Love.
What I just don't get about him or Nick Cannon is that, like, yo, you can get cheeks anytime you want, like anytime, right? Anytime. I just don't understand why you gotta have a baby, like, yo, like, why don't you? There's so many different ways to just get around, like, not having kids. Like, it's 2022, bro. Like, if you don't want to wear a condom, then, like, do something. I don't know. I don't know what you want to do, but do something, bro. Like, you should have them sign, like, something. But, like, yo, you taking the morning after pill because I ain't going to strap up. Like, something. Like, it got to be something, like, because it's your power that you can do. So you just not having a baby because you're going to get the cheeks regardless. You're Puffy, bro. You're Nick Cannon. Chicks going to dig you. Chicks, you can buy them whatever the fuck they want to make them want to have sex with you. But why you got to have the long, like, why your desire to have that long-lasting relationship with this person? Because you're going to have it through the kid, regardless if you don't want to have it with the person. The kid is going to keep that there, right, because they're going to be in your pocket every month. Right, every month you're paying for them, right? So you're going to have a relationship with your kids, and I know you're going to take care of the kids because both of them say they do. But I just don't understand, like, if you're having sex, like, why can't – there's so many – this ain't back in 1950, bro. You got so many things you can do. Like, I just don't understand the kid part of it. Like,
I guess if
– so when I said
– I joke around. But, you know, like, if I had all the money in the world and, you know, I could pay for nannies and all that stuff, like, I would see if DJ C-Sign would want to have a surrogate or whatever so her body wouldn't have to go through it and have more kids because, you know, it wouldn't inconvenience me if I had all the money in the world. And Puffy's a big one, right?
Right.
So it's not like
so he wants to have
it's not like,
is that what he came out and said? Did I miss that?
I mean, he must. I mean, he's got to know that there's vasectomies. Like, he's rich enough to know that somebody would probably come to his house and burn his dick off. What did they do? Burn the uterus? Well, the uterus is the woman. Burn the
Bass
deferens. Like, he's got to know. Like, he's from Harlem. Somebody's got to tell him that. All these. Rest in peace, Al.
Do me a favor.
I know.
Do me a favor.
Name
so rest in peace, Kim.
Rest in peace, Kim Porter. Yeah, do y'all know forever about Albie Shore's girl?
Kim Porter.
On Puffy's label? That Puffy had the baby with?
Well, that he had the baby with and Puffy's got the baby.
Did y'all know that? All right, ain't nobody listening.
Yes, I knew.
Thanks. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you.
Oh. Did y'all know that? I thought it was an interesting conversation. Y'all don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I was paying attention to the game. My bad.
Yeah. Albie Shore wrote Forever My Lady about Kim Porter, who Puffy ended up being with and having Kim's kids with, and then dying. But Forever My Lady was on Puffy label.
Well,
it was
that's That's before my time, so, like, I don't know.
You don't know Jodeci?
I don't know
Shrimp,
about
what
I mean, I probably heard it, but I can't, like, really, like, I can't really, like, recite the lyrics for you right now. I'm pretty sure I would know it if I hear it, but for, like, right now, you said it, like, nah.
It's Harlem history. All right. Drake has a 42-carat diamond necklace on display.
350-carat diamond.
Oh, 352-carat diamond, but 40, it was 40-something.
42.
It's 42 stones. One stone for each time he wanted to propose to a woman. Is that cap? Like, we got to talk about how Drake's a disappointment, isn't he? Like, as successful as he is, he's a disappointment.
Hold on. Say that again. Because I saw the picture that he just signed posted.
Drake had a designer make a 300 diamond.
A 350 carat diamond.
Diamond weight. Total weight necklace.
Of 42 stones.
But it contained 42 stones. Previous engagement. And it's about each time he wanted to propose to a woman. 42 times. As a man, we got to be disappointed at him, right? Like, this is why women don't cook no more.
That's stupid, yo. Like, that's stupid. That's dumb.
How come Drake doesn't have any good friends? Because one of his boys got to tell me, you got to relax. Like, you got to chill, dog. Like, I know you think it's cool. I know you can't walk in this room. We just playing Call of Duty. And you paying for all these PlayStations, and you said you had this hot idea. How come no one said, yo, let's stop talking about how many times you want to propose to a girl? Because it makes you look like you'll just propose to anybody. It makes it look like you got daddy issues and don't know how to love one woman.
Right.
And most men who have decided to love one woman and realize it wasn't for them now understand that to love multiple women, it takes brutal honesty, and the woman has to agree to it. You shouldn't want to propose 42 times.
Not
that,
at all.
To me, says that you've never experienced or wanted to grow a life with somebody. Because, I mean, let's all be honest. Like, I love my wife. Greatest thing that ever happened. I've loved women before her. I've never wanted to marry any of them. I had a tough enough time trying to convince myself that I wanted to marry my wife. How long did we date? 5 years? 6 years? It was a long time to me to say, yo, forever is a long... Like, my blood pressure's been running high, so I hope I'm not addiction myself. But when you say till death do your part, like, death is a long time. Now, again, you know, things happen, people get divorced, and there's always that option. But you go into it with the thought, I'm staying with this woman until I die. And if you've had that thought 42 times, then you're probably a fucking idiot.
Right.
But he's damn it, he's a billionaire, so what can you say? I'm probably the one that's wrong. But what do you say? You think you had 42 men in your life that wanted to marry you?
No.
How many you had?
That wanted to marry me?
That wanted to marry you. One of them gave you a terabyte computer, so he really liked you. He gave you a good computer. I used it for a long time before that shit died.
He didn't give me that computer.
Oh, you bought it? I thought he built it for you.
No.
Okay, I don't want to talk about your previous terrible relationships until you met the guy.
No.
So you made the greatest thing that ever happened to you.
There you go. That's all.
You had the jailbird wanted to marry you?
But we were like 15 years old, so there you go.
Well, he knew his life was headed downhill. I mean, he was either marry you or his cellmate.
He was like 17, so
that's
you think he got married in jail?
I
to one of the guys?
Oh.
He had good hair.
He was affiliated, so maybe he was able to get some protection.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love the gangster. I don't want no problem, blood.
Oh, that's all good. So, none. But, you know, this is just like, you know, the long line of acts like texting a underage girl to forgiving her, you know, mentoring her. And, you know, that's some Drake stuff. Or giving, you know, Jennifer Lopez $100,000 necklace. That's some Drake stuff. Or, you know, talking shit about somebody's neck.
He did say Jennifer Lopez, didn't he? She's got to be disappointed.
Or, you know, talking shit about someone's current husband. You know, just
Do you think this item, is this going to be like a part of his new album or something? Is he going to have like a record called like 42 Loves or some shit to justify the fact that he just spent this money on a ring or on a necklace?
I mean, that would be something. That,
is it on the 21 Savage album?
They would have already said it was called that. I mean, I guess that would be a creative, artistic move about it. But I mean, this.
And he got to justify spending that money somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow he got justified.
I mean,
he got to make a song.
I mean, you're going to spend that money. It's an asset. You're not spending. You're spending that money so you don't have to pay taxes on it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they look like some nice.
It's still an expense. You got to justify somehow. I don't know. Like, make a song.
But it still stays part of your net worth. Like, I mean, you're going to either have to, you know, when you have that money in your business.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's breaking the bank. I mean, it's Drake. I mean, he got money. He could do it. But I'm just saying, like, why, though? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it is, Cap. I feel like what you said is true. Like, what the fuck is he doing? Right? And why would you want to get married 42 times? Like, clicks. You know why? Because clearly he's never been married once. Because if he'd been married one time, that shit would have been like 2 carats or 2 stones. Because you ain't getting married again. Like, you just you know what I'm saying? Like, you damn
both,
sure
both
that's the only reason why.
Been married before. Say yeah, we're one and done, y'all. We know what it's like.
Right, that's the only reason why he did that. Like, that's the only reason why he had that aspiration to marry somebody different people 42 times. That's crazy.
That's a question I want to have Ho's dad. I remember Ho's dad had us in the living room. We was drinking, and I don't know if it was Ho or one of his other Hill homies asked his dad, like, why you been married so many times? And he said, you got to keep doing it till you get it right. And we all laughed. And now that I've been married, again, shout out to my wife. She's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. But now that I've been married, I want to ask him, why would you think that? Like, why do you have to keep getting married till you get it right? Like, why not realize that you just ain't built to be married?
Right. Again, come to that quick. It don't take much.
So, all right. New York, you're that age, man. What do you think about Drake having a 42-carat or 42-stone necklace for each time he wanted to get engaged? You're that age. Did you want to get engaged? How many times you wanted to get engaged?
Look, and I take it back to the Drake topic. I mean, not the Drake topic, but the Diddy topic. I mean, I think he's too old to be having kids. I'm about to be 30 in 2 months. I think I'm too old to have kids at my age right now. Like, it's something that I'm not even just thinking about considering at this point. But 42, and I think age is, I mean, Drake is about, like, what, like, halfway to 40? No, I know. 42 times? No, there's only been 2 women. Like, I had, like, relationships, like, by, like, 14 relationships in my life. And only 2 of them, I only thought about proposing to them. Ain't no way. You 36. I mean, you a billionaire just standing 30. You can do whatever you want. But at halfway to 40, 42 times, nah. Can't be me. Couldn't be me. Couldn't be me. Not at all. Not at all. I think it's a creative piece for the necklace. I think it's a very creative piece. And I think he's doing whatever he want to do with his money because, you know what I mean, if I won the lottery and I had that type of money, I'd probably do some shit like that too. But, like, nah, 42 times? 42 times and then, nah, the diamonds is different each way around the necklace. That's different engagement rings. That's different. I would never propose or think about proposing in my life 42 times. Nope. Couldn't happen. It couldn't happen. I just don't see that reality for me.
Yeah, I just don't think people understand. Well, he can't. I can't say people. I don't think Drake understands how serious like getting. But some people don't take engagement seriously. Like I said, it took me 5 years to really say, okay, I'm marrying this woman, and we're going to really try. You know, you don't know if you're forever with your wife until the day you die. You know what I mean? You try to work as hard as you can. If it don't work out, thank goodness there's divorce options, and you can come to an amicable situation and go about your separate ways to be happy. But you go into it and say, yo, I'm going to die with this woman, yo. I got a lot of homies, yo. I don't have 42 homies that I'd die for. And look, now that I've got married, that number has dwindled down to even higher than that. But, like, engage 42 times, we got to say at this point Drake's just doing this for entertainment, right?
Yeah.
We don't really think Drake wanted to get engaged to 42 porn stars, do we? Well, the porn stars we had, that's what Pusha said he had the baby by, right? The porn star. That's what Pusha said, she was a porn star. I don't know who she is.
It's some
white shit. I'm not surprised. All right, cool. So what we got? About 20 minutes. All right, cool. So Elon Musk is still acting up on Twitter. I wanted to bring him up because there was a, there was a Twitter account. So Elon Musk bought Twitter and basically said he bringing freedom of speech back. He brought Kanye back. Then Kanye fucked that up. But he brought Kanye back, he brought Trump back and said, yo, just because you don't like what they're saying doesn't mean they shouldn't have freedom of speech. He brought, he took down like all the misinformation when it came to COVID that Twitter was building into their algorithm that if you spread false information, it would come up with, you know, a little statement that said, hey, this ain't verified or whatever. He got rid of that and said, hey, people should be allowed to say basically what they need to say. We got to hold back on the line, so hold, feel free to jump in, whatever. So Elon Musk, there was an account that used public air tracking information to track Elon Musk jet, and the Twitter account was at Elon Musk jet, and would always tell where Elon Musk was going. Elon Musk felt that this was a personal risk, suspended and deleted the account of the guy. Was he wrong? Is that part of freedom of speech as well? Is he being a hypocrite? Or is he just protecting himself from a bunch of crazy people out there? He was just on stage with Dave Chappelle and got booed. So it's just a quick little topic I saw. Do you think Elon Musk should have suspended and deleted this man's account, even though this man wasn't doing anything illegal? He was just looking at public information on plane travel. And Maxtra, is Elon Musk being a hypocrite?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yo. I mean, stop that shit, Elon. Like, come on, yo. You can't be coming in here talking about you ready to save the whole world from freedom of speech and you're going to open it up to Trump misinformation and take down all the damn security risk and shit that
You got that Twitter got in trouble for by Congress, which he is, well, he won't now because of the Republican Congress, but if it was Democrat leading the Congress, he would have been in front of Congress explaining this shit. But, you know, the elections have consequences, so he won't have no real oversight. But, yeah, he was a hypocrite. You know, like, I mean, shit. Like, we track the president. What the fuck you think we can't track your ass? And this is one of those things that, you know, because you got money and you own the platform, so you get away with the shit. But you definitely been a hypocrite, though.
We track the president? So,
yeah. There's nowhere that Air Force One doesn't go that the news doesn't know because he travels with the press corps. So,
yeah, I kind of disagree.
We know. Yeah, we don't know. We don't know specifically times and shit, and they do this little thing about the whole, you know, three helicopters when he's coming and you don't know which one he got and all that other bullshit. But you know absolutely where his fucking is. You know exactly where he at. And you mean to tell me that you talking about public information and shit? Come on, bro. Fuck out of here.
New York, you think Elon Musk is being a hypocrite? Or you think he's just protecting himself from... He's the richest man in the world and his account that's tracking everywhere his plane's going.
I think he's definitely being a hypocrite. He's using it to his own selfish advantage. Because I remember the exchange, what you was talking about. There was an account following his whatever route his airplane like traveled through or whatever, and he tried to get that account deleted or try to plead with them, and they said no. Type shit. In the beginning, and it was like, yeah, I think he's just using Twitter for his own selfish gain at this point.
New York, I feel like you didn't listen to anything I said in the last 10 minutes. That's what we were just talking about was the point.
I heard it, but I remember the actual profile. I do remember the actual profile, and I was watching it, and I saw Elon Musk commented on it and everything, even reached out to the person.
Yeah.
They released the DMs and everything. Yeah, it's crazy. I think the way that Twitter is going by what it's doing right now is not the same how it is in the past where Elon Musk didn't run it. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
You know, it's crazy because New York is right. Elon Musk actually replied to the account, asked how did he track him, asked what could he do to protect himself from having this being on public radar. The guy provided the information that said, look, this is how I track your plane. This is what you can do to kind of shield it from the public. And then Elon Musk killed his account.
The guy's stupid anyway. Because first of all, you don't give a billionaire that information unless they pay you to do that stuff, right?
He offered, at the end of the day, $50,000, and he said no. He said he didn't want the money. He said he told him just because, you know, he just figured out it was his plane. You know, it was just like it wasn't anything nefarious. But like. He's tracked. Before me and you argue about this, Emerson, let me just ask Hope, because I feel like Hope's going to be on my side. Hope, do you feel like Elon Musk is being a hypocrite? I don't know where Hope's at. He's on.
So you think he's not being a hypocrite, Scott? Big Bob?
Oh, okay. Hypocrite, yes, because you can't say. This is the platform to speak your mind, freedom of speech, and then remove someone's speech. So hypocrite, yes. But I also think he's doing the smart thing. If I'm the richest man in the world, I don't want you stalking me. Like, stop telling the world everywhere I'm going. I'm the richest man in the world. Like, people will kill for me. I might not even be on the plane. My kids could be on that plane. I got 10 of them, and none of them have names. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop telling everybody where my plane's going.
Yeah,
so
but,
I kind of get it.
Yeah, I get that. But when you're the richest man in the world, you just like a celebrity, right? You don't have – you lose your freedom, bro. That's just like telling the TMZ to not follow me to the fucking restaurant, right? It just comes with the fucking territory, right? Like, you like the press when you like the press, but then you don't like the press when you don't like the press, right? So you can't have it both ways. So, like, you lose a sense of privacy when you're that, I mean, you essentially do. That's why paparazzi is.
But the difference is, if I own the place where you're telling everybody where my jet's going, I can shut it down because it's a privately owned company. There is no right that you have to tell everybody where I'm going.
Absolutely. To that point, you're absolutely correct. But then that just makes you a hypocrite, though.
Which is why I say I do a hypocrite, yes. I can say he's a hypocrite. You can't say it's freedom of speech and then get mad at somebody saying something that you don't want to say. But I ain't mad at him.
I would listen. I would have paid the dude off, let him stop, keep your damn Twitter account. That's what he should have did. And the dude said he didn't want his money, that's fine. So if the dude didn't say he wanted his money, then you should have told the dude, listen, if you do this again, I'm going to cut your account off. But you can't just immediately just cut the account off after he told him how to block the shit. Because guess what? I think what that's going to do is trigger all them fucking hackers to do that shit again and post this shit somewhere else just because of the simple fact that he did this shit. That's how you draw more attention to people that can do more damage.
Exactly.
Because you just did that. Right? Because that's an easy find. You think he the only person to know how to do that shit? Come on. Fuck out of here.
All he did was create another avenue for other people to do it.
Right. Yeah. Because this wouldn't have been, we wouldn't be talking about right now had he not did that shit.
You know, the funny thing is how can Elon Musk is on the verge of breaking the record of back-to-back orbital space launches. Is it tomorrow or is it next Thursday? Where he's gonna send a rocket into space, and then 30 minutes later, he's going to send another rocket into space. The previous record was like an hour and a half. We sent a rocket into space, an hour and a half went by, we sent another rocket. Elon Musk's SpaceX is about to do it within like 30 minutes of each other. If you can figure out
at the same launch thing?
Yep, same launch site. If you can figure out space, why can't you figure out how to like get a plane without a tail number?
Because like, you got to check with the FAA, though. Like, you can't just fly the skies without the FAA knowing where the fuck you're going. Like, you can't just do that, right? So you have to get all your flights cleared with the FAA. Like, you just can't just be out here because I got a plane and I'm the richest man. I don't have to tell the FAA where the fuck I'm going, and I just got these mysterious flights going around. Like, that ain't how the fucking shit works. So that's what I'm saying. So it's the information's out there because he got to log his flight. So all his flights are logged. So if you just got inside knowledge of the FAA, you can figure out that it's Elon Musk or that's his plane, then you know all because you got to record all the fucking flights.
I feel like he has enough money to let the FAA know and the FAA not be able to get it out. I feel like the sky's big enough where they could get the path where no one. Maybe I'm wrong.
He ain't bigger than the government, bro. I just don't think he's bigger than the government. That's the government, bro.
How much is the government in debt?
He just ain't going to get involved. Okay. I mean, the government's just not going to do that. I hear what you're saying, and I feel like you could, but that's just not. It's just not going to work. It'd be one thing if he was flying for like Miami and going to like, and then just be like, I'm going to take my shit to the Bahamas and then deal with the international folks, right? But in the U.S., I just don't think that's going to happen. If he's going from California to New York on his plane, like that shit, he's going to get tracked.
I mean, I know that, right? Because my neighbor was a security pilot. I didn't realize they had these things.
he's a security pilot for the East Coast, so he would basically fly a plane in the air with, like, a crew of, like, four people, and they would just basically scan the air. And if there was a airplane that popped up that he didn't have the information for, he would contact that plane. If they didn't have the information that he needed, they would scramble a jet that would be able to shoot them down within 10 minutes. And he had that.
Absolutely.
South Carolina to fucking Ohio. I said, that's amazing. He said he can just fly in this area in Virginia and see every plane from South Carolina to Virginia. I said, that's nuts.
Right.
He said, yeah. And I can get a plane, and no matter where we're at, to shoot it down if needed. Okay, we all should have had that on 9/11. He didn't appreciate my joke.
But see, the thing about the 9/11 thing, is that that was a plane that was supposed to be in the air. That's why the plane was so deep.
Yeah, who's fighting? Are y'all all right? It sounds like a Chinese.
I don't know what's that. I don't know what's going on with that.
It sounds like one of them Chinese fight shows, fight movies. Like when Bruce Lee would punch somebody and it make a clapping sound.
Yeah.
Is that you? All right. Well, Hope, you got anything on it? I called on you, but you ain't say nothing. I don't know if you had us on mute.
I was on mute by accident. Nah, I don't know nothing about it.
But you think he's been a hypocrite, though?
You know I don't be paying attention to stuff, though.
Yeah, so Elon Musk, real quick. Elon Musk, you know, we don't have to go. All right. So we got about 5 minutes left. Skip and Chad are standing up. What's his name? Shannon Sharp. They got into a heated discussion. Skip told him, yo, you mad at Tom Brady because you had to stop playing at 30 and he's still playing at 45. Skip took his glasses off and said, there you go. You always got to take personal shots. Now, do y'all think this was for entertainment, or you think it was really hot at this time? Hove, did you see it?
Yeah, it was entertainment. Because you know, Sharp would have went in if it wasn't entertainment. He'd have went in on his Twitter. He always going in. That was 100% entertainment.
Okay. M extra?
I didn't see it. So I guess I would have to see it to get the full context, but I'll just take whole word on it and say it's for entertainment. I think that's just something to skip with it, say any goddamn way, you know. But yeah, and like, did they continue the show? Did they have the next show? Like, what happened to the next show and the next set? Like that, because that's what I want to know. Like, how did that, after he made that comment, then what happened?
It went on as normal. There was no other issues. But there hasn't been many tweets from Shannon Sharp commenting on the situation. The only tweet about the situation came from when Barkley and Shaq were making jokes about it. And Skip said, thanks for faithfully watching the show. Like, no one.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's why I think, like, Sharp ain't saying nothing about it on his Twitter. And he commented about everything. He'd be responding to people that say stuff. Like, that's how I figured. Like, if it wasn't entertainment, he would have addressed it, right? But addressing it then kind of deads it. If he doesn't address it, it keeps it going because people are like, well, what happened? What's going on? So I thought it was all entertainment. And I also don't think people hyped it to be pure beef. But, I mean, it wasn't like what Skip said was so horribly disrespectful. He just said, like, you mad that Brady got to play longer than you. Like,
which is a fact.
That's normal banter between them two. That's not beef. Based on, if you watch the show and you've caught the show multiple times, like, I'm sure the show's losing ratings and they need some help because they just don't talk about anything but Brian Dallas and a couple other things in between.
Okay. I'm not sure what you think.
Yeah, I mean, it got to be entertainment. I think they don't do anything that's not for entertainment. You know what I mean? I definitely think Sharp don't bite his tongue for anything. If he was upset, I think we would have heard a lot more about it, and I probably would have heard about it because I haven't heard about it. So I got to assume that it is for just purely entertainment. And it wasn't wrong. I mean, Skip says slick shit like that out of his mouth all the fucking time. I just think that, you know, I don't even know why he thinks that's a personal shot. I mean, shit, you ended your career. Tom's still playing at 45. Like, I mean, shit, like, that's what the fuck you mad about, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? You had a good career. You're a Hall of Famer. Like, you know what I mean? What the fuck you got to be worried about for?
New York, did you say it? Oh, I thought you was done. I'm extra my bad.
No, I'm just saying I don't understand why with the big deal is what I'm saying.
Okay. New York, did you say it?
I seen it, but you know, I don't pay attention to like the little sports stuff and everything like that. But I mean, if it's entertainment purposes, I mean, it's a game one side and it's a game another side. And they getting back and forth in the dialogue, and then the community gets involved in the dialogue too. I mean, hey, all it can do is help their ratings, right?
The fact that you said little sports stuff is so disrespectful. But I know coming from you what you mean.
You with the business right there, man.
Let me get little sports stuff. Yo, I think Shannon was...
I got a question for you.
I think he wanted to sock. I think he wanted to sock Skip, but I think he realized that maybe he might be a little bit too sensitive, because Skip was in there smirking, man. I think Skip was for the entertainment. I think Shannon got his feelings about his playing career for a quick second, you know. But all of us get a little bit about one thing or another. Definitely. I pretty much don't. But you know. It would have been funny seeing Shannon body slam Skip.
Hey, Beast Bone.
But, yeah.
Did you see the one you probably talked about? It was a couple weeks ago where the homie had said something about the dude wife. I forget what show it was. Did you see it? And the dude walked off the set?
No.
I know what you're talking about.
What happened?
All right. No, we'll have to table that for next week because the show's about to cut off. We only got to 11.
I'll find the clip and post it in the group.
Yeah, put that in the group and we'll talk about it next week. It's been a fun show. Always good to have you, good brothers. Thank you to the lovely, beautiful DJ C-Sire for joining us and getting some of realizing that women ain't what they used to be, but they are something greater now. We got to go. It's been a fun show. DJ C-Sire, you got anything to say before we roll? Got to make it quick.
Good night.
Hove, you got anything?
Oh, no, I'm good. Have a great night.
And Maxtra?
Yeah. God bless. Have a good night.
All right. Make sure if y'all know somebody who got some suicide. Call 988, man. Don't let anybody commit suicide if they ain't got to. New York, floor is yours, my brother.
Yeah, definitely rip. But definitely rip Twitch. And, you know what I mean, everybody, if we don't speak until the next time, you know what I mean, happy holidays, you know what I mean, enjoy the end of the year. It's slowing down. You know, the motivation is running thin right now. Just pick up the pace, you know what I mean. Keep staying motivated, and hopefully it transfers over to the next year, 2023. You are. Other than that, you know what I mean? Have a good night.
That's it. We out. Hey, I don't know if we'll have a show next week. We're going to be in Florida. We're going to try to have a show, but I doubt it. I'll be drunk.